This is the RFD Livestock Report for a Monday, July the 4th, Independence Day. President of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council is Mr. Eric Mittenthal. First up, good to have him on the program. So when you started your career, did you say, hey, man, one day I'm going to be the spokesman for the hot dog industry? What a job you must have out there. And this is a fun time of the year for you, I'm sure.
It's a great time of year, a great job, and everybody dreams of being the hot dog top dog. Very few of us reach that pinnacle of career status, but it's wonderful to have made it to this point and love talking hot dogs all year round, but this time of year is our favorite.
Yeah, it's, you know, coincides with, you know, life at the ballpark in the summer, whether that's at a Major League Baseball park or minor league ballpark, or of course that Little League diamond that's out there as well. And that's kind of a perfect combination, right? The hot dog at the ballpark.
Yeah, the hot dog at the ballpark is the ideal combination. It's got such a great history behind it. Hot dogs and baseball really grew up together in America, and it's something that we've all experienced. If you've ever been to a baseball game, you've had a hot dog there. And so it's part of the experience from when we're children all the way up through adulthood. And you can't miss the having the two together.
Well, and the other thing is, right, Eric, you can't talk about the 4th of July unless you talk about, you know, basically let's the American flag, fireworks. And the third part of the Triple Crown is the hot dog, right?
Yeah, the hot dogs and the hot dogs, the all-American food. So it's a perfect food for the 4th of July. And on the 4th is the highest selling hot dog day of the year, or highest consuming hot dog day. Americans eat about 150 million hot dogs on July 4th alone. And so it's one of those days, just like at a baseball game, you know, you got to go have a hot dog on July 4th. You got to have a hot dog. It's a way to celebrate America and do so with a smile on your face and a great taste in your mouth.
All right. So again, how much can you repeat that number again? Did you say 150 million?
150 million hot dogs on July 4th alone. Yep.
Oh, man, that's a lot of hot dogs, they say. All right. So as we talk to you, something is being released or has been recently released. So what is this document that's been released?
Yeah, so we paired with the National Mustard Museum this summer, recognizing that hot dogs and mustard are another great combination. And mustard is the most popular condiment for hot dogs. And we have been working with the Mustard Museum on some fun promotions. And one of those is the Ultimate Guide to Hot Dogs and Sausages and Mustard, and what mustards pair best with different sausages. And so, you know, on your basic hot dog, the plain yellow mustard is the ideal way to go. But we have lots of different advice. We worked with chefs to pair different mustards with different types of sausages. So, you know, even some of your standard sausages, we have your bratwurst, your Italian sausages, and many more. But then we also have some more of the unusual sausages as well on the list. And so you can learn the exact ideal mustard for every individual sausage pairing that's out there.
Get out there and fire up the grill on this Independence Day. And again, the mustard, man, all about the mustard on that bratwurst, right? This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Jim Taylor.